Let's see. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
a nest in trees. Everywhere.
Okay. Have you ever seen any?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen any up close?
Yes.
What do they look like?
Bird nests?
Yeah.
They're pretty. They're pretty little things. And mockingbird builds out sticks and stuff. And then that's the old chimney they see out there.
Yeah.
So they build out there.
Uh-huh. And well, how'd you see them? Did they fall down or could you just see them from the ground?
They see the birds when they build and then they sit and hatch. And the little old birds just fall out of the nest.
Oh.
They couldn't fly.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to fall, they're going to fly and fall out of the nest. Mm-hmm. But as it hits the ground, the strength comes from and they fly.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I seen that this summer. Last summer. There was a mockingbird fell out there. And I went and got it, picked it up, put it up on the limb. And his mama come back to it.
Uh-huh.
Flying around. And this thing just slid it off.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
Okay. A small flying thing that bothers you in the summertime stings and draws blood.
Mosquito.
Yeah. White things up in the sky that turn dark before it rains. What do you call them? You know, way up in the sky, and you can look up. And they're white when it's pretty weather. And then when it's going to rain, they turn dark.
Now you have to see them there, huh?
Oh, sure you do. Okay. Well, let's see. I know my grandmother used to say, sometimes she'd say, oh me, it's a beautiful day. There's not a single something in the sky. Not a single.
I heard that. I can't think what it is.
How about a cloud? Okay.
We've got a cloud in the sky.
Uh-huh. Right now we're sitting inside your
room.
Okay. And the whole building that belongs to you is your
mansion.
Okay. And what's another name? What's an ordinary name for a place that a person lives? It's his
home.
Okay. And the word for the building itself. Sure you do. It's a person's home is his
pet.
Yeah, right. If a small troublesome animal was getting some chickens at night, and you didn't know exactly what it was, but you wanted to get it, you might say, I'm going to get my gun and go get that.
Well, I should have done that, because I was going to lay my chicken dust there one night, and I got my pistol, and I went out there and I shot at it. And it left there, and it wasn't just like one of these big old hooting owls.
Oh, really? Well, if you don't know what the thing is that you're going to get, what would you call it? You'd say, I'm going to get that.
I just don't know what I'd call it. I didn't know what I was shooting at.
Uh-huh.
I just went out and shot. I heard the way the chicken was cackling.
Uh-huh.
And he ran away.
Well, have you ever heard the word vomit?
Mm-hmm.
To mean that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever used that word? Okay. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean, and it's about this long, and when you cook it, it curls up like that and it turns pink?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. Well, what are the names of some things that do live in the ocean? Can you think of any?
Oh, no, that's too much water. No.
Oysters and
olives.
Yeah, they're oysters and crabs. And
yeah, that's the old crabs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I don't like water. Old frogs.
Yeah.
Old frogs. Eels.
Yeah.
All that fish that use in the water. The deep water. I go in the water, but I ain't going no deep water.
Well, how about shrimp?
I like them.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you get them around here?
No. I haven't seen a shrimp now. That's like a cheap store.